AI briefing for June 29, 2026. I'm Bob and here's what happened in AI this weekend. First up, OpenAI dropped a bombshell on Friday. They unveiled the GPT-5.6 family, and it comes in three flavors. Sol is the top dog, built for hardcore coding, security research, and complex reasoning. Terra is for high-volume business tasks, and Luna is the fast, cheap, everyday workhorse. But here's the twist. Only about 20 organizations have access right now. OpenAI coordinated the release with the U.S. government after President Trump's executive order on AI safety. The government basically said, "Slow down, let us check this first." OpenAI complied with a limited preview, and general access comes in the coming weeks. This is the new normal. Government oversight is real now. Sol costs $5 per million input tokens and $30 per million output. Same as GPT-5.5. Meanwhile, Google is capping Meta's access to Gemini. The Financial Times reports that Google simply can't provide the computing capacity Meta wants. Despite spending tens of billions on chips and data centers, even the tech giants are hitting infrastructure bottlenecks. This is a rare look behind the curtain at just how strained AI compute really is right now. Speaking of competition, the Chinese open-weight model GLM 5.2 from Zhipu AI surprised everyone. SemGrep tested it against their IDOR vulnerability benchmark, and GLM 5.2 scored a 39% F1, beating Claude Code at 32%, at roughly 17 cents per vulnerability found. That's an open-weight model under an MIT license, meaning you can run it entirely on your own hardware. It's not open source, but the weights are free to download and use. Zhipu AI rolled it out on June 13th. And here's a fascinating shift. Claude Code has quietly tripled engineering productivity at Anthropic itself. But the bottleneck has moved from writing code to deciding what to build. Anthropic is now hiring more product managers, not fewer. Companies that thought they were building a software factory are discovering they're actually just shipping bugs faster. One AWS team completed an 18-month re-architecture with 6 people in 76 days. The lesson? Clear specs are now more valuable than fast typing. Finally, a sobering story from Brown University. An economics professor, Roberto Serrano, caught at least 50 students cheating on a midterm exam using AI. He has conclusive evidence. The biggest known scandal at Brown and maybe in the entire Ivy League. But when he reported it, the university president stayed silent. The dean eventually called it a wake-up call. Professor Serrano says faculty can't fight this battle alone, and universities need a real debate about academic integrity in the age of AI. For today's local self-hostable models and dev tools, stick around for episode 2.